Well, hello there, lovely. Welcome into my shop. It would be my pleasure to have you take a look at some of my wares and figure out what you wanna wear. Or maybe you're interested in some of my other items that I have for sale. I know that I have a total myriad of options that you could choose from. Certainly, there must be something that catches your eye. At least, I hope there is. I've got a couple specials at the moment. Got some fresh honey. And, of course, we've got all this fresh produce and a few different clothing articles. Oh, you're interested in that, are you? Of course, my premium feminization parcel has been known to be very helpful for those of you who need a little bit more, well, of a push in the mind and body. And after all, that can be a very thoughtful and very helpful process for those of us that are getting interested into such a concept. Well, you're not sure? That's all right. Just take a moment to think about it. Make sure you read everything that's on the label. I can tell you're at least interested, or else you wouldn't be here. Good, good. Now that you know what you're getting yourself into, we can get started. Yep, that's true. That's all there is to it. Everything's right there on the package. You want to get it? Absolutely. My pleasure. Just follow me. It starts off with a little bit of a, I guess, guided meditation in my garden out back, one might say. So why don't you follow me back there, and we'll take a look around, see if we can find something that springs into mind, so to speak. There we go. Right through this, and down the hall, out the back door, and follow me in. It's really quite a lovely place to meditate. Maybe even a more lovely place to find out something about yourself. About what you want to be. All you have to do is listen to what I have to say. Let my words begin to play across your mind like a burbling brook. Like the sort of thing that would catch a fish on a hook. You know, those type of words that just make you sink into a nice, comfortable place to listen. Make sure your body's all cozy and comfortable. Knowing that if at any time throughout these proceedings you might need to adjust it, that you can. And that freedom can give one such comfort, reassurance, and coziness to enjoy, to indulge and listen. There we go. See, that's not so hard. Just letting yourself get all comfy now. Letting my words just travel through, begin to build inside of you. And before you know it, you'll be coming down into this nice, wonderful space. Imagining that warm, comfortable breeze can be a nice, nice thing, can't it? Certainly make me feel all cozy and snuggly myself. Just let yourself drift for a bit, you know? It's not exactly like you need to be empty or anything. No, though that is helpful, it certainly isn't required. Even if you have a thought, that's all right, because you know that you want to be focused on this moment right here and right now, not anywhere else, not anything else. And that's what makes it so much easier to follow along with what I have to say, to listen and let the wind play, to let my words take you along this journey together with me, to breathe deep, to no longer need to have a focus on anything other than this moment right now. Everything else is less important unless it becomes immediately necessary to be dealt with. All you need to do is listen and follow what I have to say. And before you know it, we'll be on this journey together. Before you know it or even show it, you'll be falling into that cozy, comfortable place. Letting my words gently flow, burble and go. Let them pull you to and fro. Let them drag you into that nice, delightful emptiness of warm, comforting sunshine and wind blowing across the mind. You might even be able to start picking up on some of the scents of the flowers if you were to remember the last time you smelled some. Just think about it. You'd be amazed at how potent the thought can be And even if it doesn't get much going, the memory of the beautiful flowers that you may have seen in the past can certainly inspire something nice inside. That calm warmth that one gets when sitting in a peaceful spot on a peaceful day, contemplating nothing much in particular. Just being present in the world, detached from most things other than the moment, letting the sunlight dample down on you through the trees, letting that nice coziness fill you up. It's not like it's a complex task, just let me take you along. You don't need to make any distinction from my words in this little song. Just listen and go and flow and ebb. Let your mind go into that easy back and forth. And before you know it, you'll be going exactly where you should. After all, it's an easy enough neighborhood to enter. That's it. See? Not so hard. You're doing very good for me. Now that we're here in my garden, why don't you take a moment to look up? The nice thing about this garden, if you were to imagine in your mind, is that, well, a lot of things grow here, each one a representation of something else. They might not be tangible in a physical sense, they might just be something in your imagination. But what they are is something you can see, feel, or touch, or conceptualize. They don't have to have a physical form. If they do, that's wonderful. If they don't, that's also absolutely okay. But what does matter is that each one is something conceptual. You know, something that represents an aspect of femininity to you. Whatever it might be, maybe it's simply the aesthetics and presentation that come along with such things. Maybe it's personality. Maybe it's a particular type. Maybe it's even somebody you've known in the past, abstracted into a beautiful flower, a darling tree, bushes, grasses, leaves, all sorts of things. Each plant growing here is something. And whatever starts to catch your eye, well, that's going to be the ones that we're going to be looking at. So take your time now, focus in, and look around, be it as an idea or a concept. Get nice and cozy and take your time, and once you find something in your mind's eye, well, that's the plant we're going to take a look at first. I want you to look for the ones that pull you in, that have the most interest, because for today we're going to explore them. All I ask is that you approach them. Take your time now, steady and slow. There's no wrong answers here, even if you're not sure what this plant might look like the first time that you inspect it. Even if you're not sure exactly what there is to it. But whatever pulls you in, whatever magnetic idea there is, take a look at it, examine it. Enjoy and indulge in the fact that it's something that brings you joy. Because clearly, if it was growing here, it was something you thought of, something you enjoyed, something you're interested in. And all I'm going to ask you to do is take a moment to contemplate the beauty of whatever it is. And in doing so, acknowledging that it's something that brings you joy, something that makes you happy, something that you might want to indulge in yourself. After all, we both know why you came to visit my garden. We both know why you came to take a look. You're interested in finding out what it might be like to nurture the plants here, to let them grow into an even more lush and beautiful landscape, one that fills you up until it blossoms out into the world outside. Until it's something that's indistinguishable from inside or out as anything else other than the best that you could have asked for. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. So, take a moment right now. Take a little sec and examine this plant. Check it over. See all the things that make it up. See how you would enjoy indulging in it. After all, it's something you lack, something you want. Something we're going to nurture. Take a moment to imagine what it might be like to let the concept growing here, oh, especially the one you're examining right now, if you were to water and tend to it, to give it that extra attention that's necessary to let it foster growth, to let it grow into something bigger, to let it bloom into a bigger, more beautiful, more bountiful version of itself. And in doing so, making it something that's prominent to you, something that's important. It's okay, even if you decide this isn't the right plant for you later. The nice thing about gardening is that you can always trim it back. You can always let it go. But for now, we want to explore it. We want to indulge in it. So, why don't you take this little watering can I have, and we'll water that plant. Allow yourself to feel the ideas you've formed together, that idea, that concept, grow inside of you. Feel it bloom, feel it blossom, feel it spread, as though you were welcoming it into your head. It was always there, but when you give it a form, when you give it a statement like, this is something I want, well, it certainly becomes quite a bit more powerful, doesn't it? The sort of thing that just takes over your mind, you know? It's a nice feeling, isn't it, right now? Good. And as we look around from this newly grown plant that's gotten all the taller, all the larger, all the more beautiful, maybe you notice a couple others you might want to bring in. Maybe it's something you didn't welcome in the first time, but after having grown this one part, this element, you begin to realize that maybe there's more you could welcome in. And even if it's just small little things, little tiny tweaks, well, maybe they're just little tiny plants. Why don't you pick them out, make note of them, and give them all a little bit of a water. Just take that can to them, and as you focus on them by pouring that water, you can just feel them grow a little stronger, a little more powerful, a little bit more present, a little bit more you. After all, you're welcoming these things in. And after all, even if they're not something you want later on, right now you're exploring them. Right now you're enjoying them. Right now they're a part of you. And that's what matters, isn't it? And we can come back to this garden any time and start growing it out more and more. Until eventually you've got something absolutely amazing. It can feel so good to nurture these parts of you, doesn't it? It can feel so wonderful to welcome them. To give them an opportunity to be more than just an idea. To let this garden spill out into lush growth all throughout you. To feel that feminine energy flow. To feel those wonderful, wonderful perceptions grow. Until you really know exactly what you want to be. You might have to visit a couple times, or many, or maybe just once. But what matters is that you've figured out at least a starting point. And you know that with time these can grow, even if you're not sure at this point. But here's the thing, right? Everything needs love, care, and time to grow. And even these ideas do too. So even if you aren't entirely certain, you've started in motion at least the exploration of such a concept, haven't you? And in doing so, you've given yourself an opportunity to understand it better, to know what you can do, what you want to do, and what you need to do. And that's nice, isn't it? So come back anytime, explore my garden, experience this delightful, delightful feminine energy that flows through this place. Good. You're doing wonderful. For now, why don't we set down that watering can, take note of everything there is, and we'll probably want to head back in for today. But you can come back anytime you like, and all that you have grown will continue to flourish as long as you want it to. Good. That's it. Easy enough. Just right back inside. Follow me up to the front of the store, and I'll get you a couple other little trinkets for the road in this bag. We can explore those another time, though. Thank you so much for visiting me. Just take a moment to drift back into the present. A little bit more aware, a little bit more pleasant, a little bit more able to understand what's going on around, a little bit easier to do nothing but be. Just breathe deep and let that warm wakefulness start to flourish. Move your body a little, shake out those limbs, maybe open your eyes and take in your surroundings. Good. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, four, 5, 6, and 7, and 8, 9, and 10. Wide awake for me, wonderful. There we go. Perfect.